Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I am so happy to be back on once again with Nicholas Rodriguez Fernandez. I'm so excited because he's got a brand new record out. It is called Raw Volume 4, The Rising, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. Nicholas, it has been a minute. How are you? What's happening? What's going on?
Hey man, it has been a while. I'm very excited about this.
Me too. Me too. You've clearly been busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's funny because like right after we talked last was kind of like when everything on this journey had started.
Okay.
Because like I made like all these plans. Okay, like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and like I was so relieved because I just finished that album and I finished the movie I was making, and I was on
Damn.
this high. I played in theaters. I was like, awesome.
Yeah.
And then like my body started acting weirdly. I couldn't play guitar anymore. It was very
Oh.
weird. And it got to a point where like my body was just shutting down on me. And I was like, what is happening? So I went to the hospital right before a move I did. And turned out like I had to be hospitalized because it turned out I had MS.
Holy shit, dude. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's okay. Listen, to be honest, I didn't even know I had it. I didn't even know what MS was until they
Sure,
told
sure.
me. All right. But explain like a lot, like for people that don't know, basically it's your brain attacking itself and my nerves are just going off all the time and like I can't really control it. And one thing that really affected is that I couldn't play guitar anymore. I couldn't do what I loved, and I just finished making this album and had plans to do like big things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And all that was just kind of put on the back burner because we had not only did I have to be hospitalized and all this stuff, but I've also just done a move, became single recently at the time, and like a lot of changes happened all at the same time. And the fact that I lost that one thing of making music was terrifying because I asked the doctors like, will I be able to play guitar again? He was like, maybe we're
Yeah,
not
because
sure.
how do they know, you know?
Yeah, like we don't know. So I basically had like, because when I started out, basically somebody told me that I couldn't play guitar. So I was like, all right,
Sure.
well, I'll play guitar.
Yeah.
So I was stubborn. So I had to basically reteach myself the guitar. And then the first song I relearned was Breakdown, actually. It's just a simple 2-3 chord song that you can
Right
do.
now, you got to start at the beginning, but it's. I mean, like for me playing guitar, when I don't play for long periods of time, it feels like riding a bike. Obviously, the finger movements and this and that, but it's not like you need to learn the motions. It's just telling your brain to do the thing.
Right, but like with that disease, like I'll do the motions and it'll just start shaking, or like
Oh, damn.
I couldn't like hold the fretboard as hard. So it was really just like, okay, just remember, if it hurts, it's good. If it hurt, the pain is
Yeah.
good. The calluses are good. Just like, because again, all of that had to be new again. And for a while also, like I would try and like write a song, I'd just grab the guitar and be like I wouldn't know what to do. Like I'll write
Right.
lyrics. Like I wrote Dark Clouds in a cafe and I didn't have any music to go with it. For like a lot of the songs on this record came out, like Dark Clouds was that first song, but for a lot of songs it didn't really start clicking until like I have to take an infusion essentially for
Sure.
my MS, right? So I sit down, have a needle in my arm for like a while and just hope for the best. And for like a week or two I'm quarantined because my immune system is down to zero.
Yeah.
I was going through a really low period in my life at that time, because so many changes and a lot was happening, and I didn't know what to really do. And I just picked up the guitar and I grabbed my phone and I just hit record, and then Trip to California came out
Okay.
naturally. And then another song came out, and Told came out. Like all these other songs just started popping out one by one to the point where in 2 weeks I had over 80 songs. I was like,
Jesus. See, that's the thing about like from album to album. Obviously, people need to live their life and do their things to see what happens and actually take the inspiration from these events.
yeah.
Unfortunately, the events aren't always amazing, but it sounds like you're making the best with what you've got. And I can't think of another better thing than an outlet of making music. You know, we've talked in the past bunch about how at your core, you're a songwriter. clearly this whole record is stripped back enough to where it's you, a guitar, and your vocals and your stories. And if that's what you have to share, then that's what it's all about, man.
Absolutely. Like it, because really, when I started like realizing what a lot of the songs were, because I didn't notice what it exactly like I was like writing about or like saying about, like I just knew, like I just felt lost. And I just put out, I gave out the first couple of words that came to my mind. So when I was like making this album, is basically showing what my year has been, or a year and a half since September of 2022, all the way leading up to now, where I went from, I don't want to say I lost everything, but everything that I knew changed. Like there's friends that I thought were like, I've known her for 10 years, we don't talk anymore. I don't longer live in my childhood neighborhood or my childhood home, or like, you know, it like there's just so many things that happened that like I just felt so lost in the clouds that I didn't really know what to do. And like I think what tied all that together was, for me, was the last song I wrote, which was days before I put the album out. It's the same, because like I had a Christmas party and I just saw like all these new friends, and some old ones that I don't talk to anymore. But they're like, I had like a group of friends that pitched money together to get me a guitar, and one of those friends just it, like later became like my new current girlfriend. I was just looking at this guitar and I was just like, it's so weird that I'm like looking at these people and the faces are still the same as I know them from before, but it's not really what's changed, it's just my perspective. And that's really what all this has been, everything from, because Wake Up Time, I wrote, not I wrote, I recorded that like in 2020 when I went up to Gainesville, all the way leading up to Land of Hope and Dreams, that it was when I did that performance, that was my lowest moment. That was right before I wrote all those songs. And it was one of those things that somebody came up like, in the, I'm not sure if you can hear it in the audio, but like in the video that I posted that shows that performance, right before I say the last words in the Land of Hope and Dreams, like I just take a second to like breathe, because like I was like about to like break down fully there.
This one is extremely emotional. I mean, I know your last record was not, I'm not going to say equally as emotional, but you kind of bared your soul on it. Even with a handful of covers, I think this one is about as personal as it gets. And you know, there's 20 songs on this record for the people out there. It clocks in at around an hour and 20 minutes. It's a handful of a record. There's a lot to break down. So, I'd kind of like to hear from you, like, what do you think necessarily are the most important or maybe impactful songs on this record that you think people should check out?
Okay, well, see, that's,
That's an impossible question.
well, yeah, because like so, because like I'm looking at the list itself, because like it really just depends on what it is that it is they want to hear. Because like I said, Everything Stays the Same has become one of my favorite songs, but only because of like what it signifies to me, what it, and what I wrote it about. But at the same time, like a song like In the Van is one of those things that I never knew that I would write a song about, or at least publicly write a song about, because it is a very like taboo topic that a lot that like it, not until like the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard thing was really discussed, and I was always kind of nervous, but it wasn't until, because the like it was about a boss that I had at the time that she would touch me inappropriately a lot of times. And when I, yeah, and when I started telling my friends, they wouldn't believe me and stuff like that. I mean, they would believe me except for one, who her and I were very close. And like I was just like, when she heard like other stories like that, she believed him, but when it came to me, not so much. So it was like I found like that outlet, or like normality that's like dealing with MS and like just wanting that to be normal again. Or simply by the fire, which, because I, around the time when we last talked, I was doing therapy, or I just started doing therapy. And I remember telling him, like, oh, yeah, like, I don't know if I'll be able to love again, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you can, you just gotta give it one more chance. And that's what that song is about. So, like, it really does depend on, like, what it is, because some
Right.
songs, I have no idea. Like, I think one of my personal favorites is definitely Untold, because, like, at least lyrically speaking, it's one of my favorites that I've written. And all the Springsteen covers, and like this album really does mean a lot to me, just because of what it has signified, that A, I can still do this, but B, it really does, like you said, like show like a side of myself that like I didn't think I'd be willing to show.
Yeah,
Cause
man,
like
this is as open and vulnerable as it gets. And no, I mean, purely based on your answer, not being able to pick like five, for example, that's it kind of goes to show that if anyone doesn't know you and they're listening to this, you're getting music that is as real as it gets here. Like this isn't like just crap thrown and in words put together. Like this is your life, man. Like this is an hour and 20 minutes worth of just like everything that's happened, and it's been recent, which hits even harder.
yeah, like it was very like the, because I released it at the end of 2023, the last day of 2023, and
Yeah.
like as soon as the new year hit, everything kind of changed.
Sure.
And I'm really glad that like this album shows this moment in my life before I kind of put it together, because I did feel kind of lost. I had like all these songs and did not know how to feel or how to react to it. Like just picking the 20 alone out of everything else was a mission.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. Well, do you think that those, I mean, some of them are demos here, but do you think, you've got 60 extra songs, those might end up elsewhere?
Yeah, like I have albums for the rest of the rest for the
Oh,
10
I
for
know you could put six 10-track albums together
yes, for
and
sure.
just
Like this
be
is the
like
last
this.
time I'm posting like over 20.
No, I know, but listen, hey man, there's nothing wrong with that. In my opinion, the more the better, as long as the quality is there. If you've got a story to tell, tell that story.
Absolutely. And like I feel like at least with this, like what I love with everything I've been able to put out, like I can tell like within like the thing itself, the like each project I can hear myself just significantly getting better and better and better,
Sure.
and like putting more thought into like what it is I am playing, more thought to what it is I'm writing. Because before I used to just be like
Yeah.
right. But now that I couldn't write for so long, I was just like, ah, what do I say now?
Right. Well, actually, I'm really happy you brought that up because it begs a certain question is it feels like the writing portion of it comes the easiest, obviously, because you've got all these extra songs. So then because you've had all this downtime, do you feel like you've created more meticulous compositions like with the guitar instead of just strumming along, like you've created these full, fleshed out songs.
Yeah, what I found really interesting, not interesting, but like what really helped me kind of like work that craft out was like I've always been a fan of Springsteen, but I dove
Yeah.
deeper to like his catalog. I was like, all right. And then
It
like
goes
years,
deep, that's for sure.
yeah, I was like, because like I was like listening to this album, I was like, oh, and I decided to like listen to the Promise record that he put out. I was
Sure.
like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
Because
man.
it was the same concept. It was like all the extra tracks from Darkness
Absolutely.
was put out. But I was like listening to the demos and listening to just playing the acoustic guitar. I was like, huh. And like I was just like listening to that type of strumming pattern. I was like, okay, let me try and do something where it's just more catchy, or like even something like By the Fire. Like it was just the fact that I was just sitting by with the guitar and just going. Just
There you go. As simple as
play.
that.
And I was just like thinking that I just started moments of like I started finding things that to me were catchy, and it's like, okay, this will be catchy to somebody else. I no longer started thinking about that. I started to think more like, okay, if I were to have a band, what would I add in this situation? What
Sure.
I like, would there be toms here? Like, would there be a bass there? Like, oh, here's the time for like solo, here's the time for this. And I started talking to different like musicians, like, hey, how does this sound? And they're like, oh yeah, that's really cool. And they're like, oh, we'll add this, we'll do it. Like, that's why a lot of them say like demos and stuff like that, because I'm like, I'm gonna
Yeah.
go to then release those specific ones for sure. Except like, I think the only ones I'm not touching are like songs like Waiting for a Day, which like I have no idea how I forgot I even wrote that song. I have no recollection of it. It was
Wow.
one of those, I just found it was even labeled. It was just like November or April, blah blah blah, whatever. I was like, and I listened to it, and one of my friends, because we were sharing an AirPod, like she listened to it. She was like, why isn't this out? I'm like, I don't know. One of my other friends are like,
Exactly.
it was like, so like a lot of them became like went on there last night because I started showing my friends all this work. I got that confidence, like her, my girlfriend, everyone. I was like, hey, what do you think about this? And they're like, we like this one, we like that one, we like this one, we like that one. I was like, okay, so because I
Put
had
them
a
on,
whole,
put them on the record.
yeah,
Why not?
because I was
Yeah.
like, oh, I can't take this one out, I can't take that one out, I can't take this one out, because it really was a toss up for me. Like, I was trying to figure out like what is the story, because I did want to talk about like my MS. I did want to talk about that situation with my boss. I wanted to talk about the friends I've lost and how I felt used in the past and how I felt confused and lonely. And
Sure.
you know, like I think like when you hear breakdown, you hear like the last moments of like when I'm just doing the palm strumming. And you just hear me breathing heavily because I'm just like thinking about everything I've just done, and like
Right.
I was like what is happening? So
It's no joke, man. That's the thing is like the emotions flowing through this thing, you almost can't recreate them. You know what I mean? And I kind of like even more that it sounds like you don't go back and forth with the perfectionism of it all. Like it's a flow of consciousness, which is such a rare thing in music nowadays.
yeah, like because I also listen to like a lot of like Bob Dylan and like a lot of like
Oh yeah. That
guys
comes
like that.
through. That comes through a ton.
Yeah, where like you just there is no, you can hear like the cut and paste in a lot of songs in the sense of like, okay, drag the vocal here, drag the guitar
Right.
here, do the here. But I've always been a big fan of like recording live and doing all that stuff, but
Yeah.
since a lot of these are like flow of consciousness, like me just thinking like Trip to California was talking about a breakup,
Yeah.
not exactly how that story played out,
Sure.
but it was like talking about that. And like I tried to recreate a lot of these songs, like some of these songs I can never play live again, like Wake Up Time as I can never, I tried so hard to play it the same way I played it in that take, and I've never been able to. Even like Waiting for a Day, I've not been able to recreate that. Yeah, I like, because I just look back, it's like, what did I do? Like, some I've been
Okay,
able to,
man.
rising and everything stays the same, and like, abandon the abandoned. But like, it's just one of those, I'm just like, what did I do? Like, I know, like,
Right.
By the Fires and one of those songs I'll play over and over again,
Sure.
totally have Normality, especially in Breakdown, that has become like one of my big songs in Land of Hope and Dreams, because Breakdown is that song. Another one, loved the first song I ever released, and a Ray Charles song. So I'm really hitting like everything from my youth. Like I'm hitting Tom
Yeah,
Petty and
man.
just off them. Like
Nothing wrong with that.
Hit the Road Jack was like one of the first songs I remember listening to and just really fall in love with like as a kid. So I was like, I'm gonna
Yeah,
put
it's
it here.
catchy as ever. There's a reason because it's still
Yeah.
catchy today. Well, so
Yeah.
then I guess the question kind of becomes is like, okay, you've added so much more to your already huge catalog. What does the year look like for you? I mean, are you going to get back out there and play shows? Like, is there going to be more music? I mean, we're right at the beginning of 2024. Are there any, legitimate plans?
I'm definitely performing a lot more now, and I've been hitting like some of the testing out like the waters with a lot of these, but the goal is now to not only do like another full acoustic show, but to like try my best to get the big band show together
Yeah.
for something, because like that is what I was trying to do for the longest time before, and now knowing that I have this disease, and like though it's under control-ish, I want to be able to do this big thing before that happens, before I, if or ever I deliberate get worse. There you go. I was trying to think of a better word, but like, so I want to be able to do as much as that as possible. Like, I rate, like, there's a bunch of songs that I was like, okay, that didn't fit there, that I'm gonna release probably at some point in April with like some other songs that I had that I found later that I was like, okay, I can re-record this, I can do this, I can do that. But it's so it's definitely putting out some more songs, but also like, because I'm slowly finding my own voice.
Of
That was the main
course.
thing. I was like, with like the other stuff in the past, I was like, I like these songs, but I was like, there's just something missing. Like when I put this record out, I didn't have any second thoughts and have any doubt. I was like, this is more sounding like who I am and who I want to be. And slowly figured like tying those knots together and kind of becoming that. Like each record has so far been a telling of my life and where I am when I record those songs.
Sure.
First one, I was in high school, or I was just leaving high school, and it's like talking about like that young love and that kind of hopefulness that everything is going to be okay. And then the second one was like beginning of COVID, so it was just a bunch of
Yeah.
shit thrown together.
I get it.
Yeah, and the next chapter of our lives started like putting, I started like putting perspective everything and self-isolation, which is my own thoughts and minds of like this part before you jump to that big change, which became the rising. Like I do now feel like I am that little stick figure on the rising. Like, because when I heard Springsteen do that live, like with the acoustic guitar, like I
Yeah.
cried. It was like one of those
It's
moments.
extremely emotional. No, I've seen it too. And it's just like, you're like,
I
how
get
can one guy with a guitar
it.
cause all these emotions out of a grown man?
Exactly. I was
It's
like,
like,
it
shit,
was like,
he can do
I
it.
remember like I was playing at home. My mom heard it. She starts like get teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God, you're playing guitar again. I'm like, I am.
Yeah. Dude, that's so, I'm so happy for you. Like, truly, it makes me so happy because I love playing guitar. And I know that if I ever lost that ability or at least had to relearn it, like it would take so much emotional, just everything out of you. So the fact that you're overcoming, you're doing everything you can to get back on it and get better, and you're still putting out music of this quality is like, I know it sounds lame, but like you deserve a huge pat on the back. Like it's just wild.
Like the goal is like now, like I do want to get into the studio and like make it sound more professional.
Sure.
I have more of these songs that like I have like a better idea of what I'm doing, because like now I
Yeah.
have bigger ideas. I want to try these out. It's like, okay, I got the demos figured.
Yeah,
And I got,
man.
okay, I'm gonna get these
That's so
sounds.
awesome.
I'm gonna do these shows. Yeah, have fun with them.
I want to start wrapping this up, but I basically want to know from you, you've done a great job of explaining this record in full, but is there any, sort of closing remark or just important thing you think people should know before they listen for the first time?
Before you listen to the record for the first time, it's not, well, it's definitely not, it's definitely, you're not getting like Noah Kahan type quality with it or anything, but you are seeing my heart kind of cut open into it. And if there's like anything that really can get taken out of this record, is that like, yeah, like things sucks and things will always suck, and bad th not things will always suck, but like bad things will always happen. But it just kind of like depends on how you take it and what you make.
Totally.
So if you can't change something, you make the best of it. And this is me making the best of it. It's you're hearing me figure myself out and slowly towards the end get to that place where I feel comfortable, not only with myself, but like with my own voice and with who I am and with the songs I kind of write. And like, just know like it is a roller coaster of emotions that I had to go through. And I understand it's also 20, it's a lot of songs, so you only get halfway through, I understand,
Now,
but
listen to the whole thing.
but I just really hope that people can take something out of this and really enjoy and just know like, yeah, like shit sucks, but like there, it'll always get better. You always make it to the land of hope and dreams.
There you go, man.
Start dancing in the dark. There's always out there that it will get better. You just need to like have some trust and faith that it will.
Beautiful. Nicholas, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. Please let me plug this record for you before we end here. For everyone out there, if you didn't catch it the first time around, it is called Raw Volume 4, The Rising. And like always, we'll have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along. And obviously, stay tuned for more. I'm excited, man, because I know we've only talked a few times, but I feel like I'm a part of this journey, even though, it's like I don't know you. We have these we short conversations, but your music tells all, and I think that's really important.
Thank you, man. One of the things I was actually making when I was putting it together, I was like, I can't wait to talk to Austin about this.
Hell
I
yeah,
was
man. That you
like,
don't understand how happy that makes me feel. Like I am not screwing with you. That puts a smile all over my body, man.
course, man. I really
Awesome.
love talking to you. It's great.
Hell yeah. All right, man. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. We will definitely speak soon. And yeah, take care for now.
Be
See you
safe.
later.